because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
So I've heard of fat shaming before. Being a bigger guy myself, I feel like a little bit. I think women get fat shamed a hell of a lot more than men do, but I've always, you know, felt awkward in situations. But Alex brought up something which I've never even heard of, but I guess I'm guilty of doing sometimes. Thin shaming.
Yes.
And there's something else too. A privilege?
Thin privilege.
I've never heard of thin privilege. I've heard of white privilege.
It's pretty much the same.
Okay, then would you like to elaborate here the difference or whatever you're talking about, fat shaming and thin shaming being different or the same thing?
Yes. So yesterday I came across this article floating around the internet titled "Why Fat Shaming and Thin Shaming Are Inherently Different" from Bustle Magazine. I have never been so fired up. Okay, well, that's a lie.
Well, I was going to say, that's a lie. You get fired up about food.
Yeah, I get fired up about a lot, but this article pissed me off. And before we get into this, if you have no idea what I look like, you can find my personal Instagram and Twitter through our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. You can find my personal one linked there. I've been extremely thin my whole life. I don't mean fit or trim either. I'm talking like bony. When I bend over, you can actually see my spine. My weight has always stayed between 98 and 106 pounds. And I'm always, I'm always an extra, extra small or an extra small in shirt size. And I'm a 24 or 00 in pants. So the author of this article I found considers herself a fat person, which is her words, not mine. And I'm just going to read exactly what she wrote here. And then I'm going to tell you my thoughts on what she says. So she writes, "There's a difference between thin shaming and fat shaming that is rarely discussed. With the progression of the body positivity movement to include thin bodies, the different types of shaming have been equalized. Arguably, this should not be the case. When it comes to thin shaming, the sufferers usually walk away with their thin privilege intact. They'll step aside from an insult and into a society and media that celebrates their body. Although that doesn't mean the insult doesn't hurt, it does mean the insult doesn't usually stick in the same way. When a fat person gets fat shamed, the shame often sticks, reverberating through childhood abuses, family's weight commentary, and a constant attack on fat bodies by the general public. We have to look within ourselves to recover from it because there is no such thing as fat privilege. Can a thin person have body image struggles? Can a thin person be at war with their self-image? Can a thin person hate to look in the mirror? Absolutely. And does that suck? Absolutely. But the difference between these negative feelings and fat phobia is this. The only person worrying about whether or not I'm meeting beauty standards is me. And that's not the same for fat folk. When you're not thin, other people on the beach actually do take offense. When you're not thin, people really do think that you shouldn't be a bathing suit. When you're not thin, people really do make your body their moral obligation. And while your internal struggle is real and significant, the point is you might hate your body, but society doesn't. That is thin privilege." I was fuming when I read this.
Why are you so upset?
As someone who's had a 00 bony body my entire life, I couldn't disagree more. To clarify, I don't think thin shaming is worse than fat shaming, just like I don't think fat shaming is worse than thin shaming. I think they're both completely equal on both ends of the spectrum. Both of us are made to feel that our bodies aren't good enough by society and strangers, contrary to what this feminist author is preaching. When she says that the negative views about thin body types comes from the thin person herself, not society or strangers, and that's why fat shaming is completely different, she's dead wrong. I can't even count how many times I have read comments on social media about my weight and the way I look. "Alex, get some meat on your bones. Alex, you need to eat a cheeseburger. She looks anorexic. Gross. Look how skinny she is." I was on a national dating show last summer, and another girl was chosen over me by a guy because I didn't have curves. He literally said that. I hear all the time, real women have curves. So am I not a real woman? My value and self-worth is less because I don't have an hourglass figure? Especially in today's society where the media and people in general are more supportive of curvy women, thin women are shamed all the time. I can't even express that I'm cold without someone saying my feelings about that aren't valid because I should gain some weight and then maybe I wouldn't be cold anymore. I have cried in dressing rooms before, just like fat women. Clothes shopping is my least favorite because I can almost never find anything that fits me. I have to have jeans taken in or specially ordered because no one carries a size for women that could also fit a 12-year-old boy. I can clearly remember one of my grandmothers saying to me when I was about 9 or 10 years old, "I better eat more and gain some weight or no man will ever be attracted to me." I look in the mirror and I loathe things about my body just like a fat girl does. I see skinny twig-like arms and legs with zero muscle tone, and that's why last week I started going to Pure Bar, because I was tired of being self-conscious about my body, and so now I'm doing something about it. I can't seem to gain weight just like some women can't seem to lose it. It is a lose-lose situation no matter what side you're on, and to say that one type of woman has a worse experience than the other is ignorant. There are unhealthily thin women that do have eating disorders, and there are obese women who are just as unhealthy. Both of those types of bodies do need help, and they shouldn't be accepted because they're dangerous to your health. But what I'm talking about are the naturally thin or naturally curvy. It's the body you were born with, and neither one should make you feel like you're less than a woman. I'm tired of different groups of people trying to prove that they have it worse than someone else, whether that's about their sex, their race, religions, or body types. We all struggle in different ways, and if you don't realize and accept that you're causing the division we see in every aspect of our country right now, maybe this needs to start with this conversation.
I think I'm really happy you shared that angle right there. I don't know. I've been a bigger guy my whole life. I've lost some weight, but I've never been skinny. Like, I've lost 100 pounds at one time, and I put most of it back on. But I would say, and by the way, 317-239-1009, I want to think if you agree that thin shaming, is there's like a difference between that and fat shaming, and do thin people actually kind of have like a thin privilege? I'm going to say I think thin people do. I don't know if you want to call it a privilege. I hate the freaking word privilege, but I think that they do. I think that there is a difference. Life is a lot easier on you if you are a thinner person, if that's what you want to call privilege. Like, once again, I don't want to use that word, though, but I know when I lost 100 pounds compared to now, people look at you differently. They treat you differently. They give you more.
But that's health. But that's what I'm saying. That's a healthy way for you. If you lose 100 pounds, you need to lose 100 pounds.
No, what I'm saying, but Joe right now at my current weight compared to 100 pounds lighter, people would treat me much better if I was 100 pounds lighter. Not just physically attractive, but they would treat me better from my experience. My thing, though, where you struggle with, that sucks. Like, I'm glad you shared that side of you. Because, I mean, yeah, like, when it's cold in here, I never say that to you. But I'm like, I do say put on some layers because I'm fat. I can't cool off. You want to get naked in
so,
here?
So, essentially, you agree with the author that thin shaming and fat shaming are different. They're not equal.
I would agree that there is, I'm not going to say privilege. That is so stupid. I'm tired of the word privilege, especially being a white guy. But privilege, I can't take it. So I'm going to say, yeah, there is a bit of advantage to being thin compared to being a fat person. There is a little a sense to that. But I totally respect where you're coming from and the struggles that you go through.
Thank you.
317-239-1009. Did we kind of agree on something there?
A little bit.
All right. Or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll take more of your calls next and see what you think, if it's the same or if it's totally different.